So over here, the Alter Rebbe continues the Kuntres Achrin, how we bring down the godliness, or mamshir godliness through our acts of mitzvahs, and we do in the physical act of mitzvahs, we bring down. That's the way the Alter Rebbe was explaining the whole time, the various differences in explanation, why the gashmis, the kemitzvahs, are the ultimate goal and they're the ultimate advantage over all the mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe explains now, Ach Lahavin, he continues, Eicha Esrik, how could it be an Esrik? The physical Esrik in this world, Shu Merapach Shaloi Nivruru Adayin. That comes from the 288 sparks that we know, all the gashmis, the kid things, come from Klipas Noiga, everything physical in this world. And before you use it for the mitzvah, before you elevate it, before you eat it, L'shem Shamayim, whatever we do with the Gashmizdike world, that means they have not yet been Nezbarer, you haven't sorted it out yet. And the same thing is, V'chein Klafa Tefillin, and also you have a parchment of Tefillin. So this is a physical skin of an animal. And how could it be, Sh'yamshich Oir B'keilim, the Zov V'nukva Da'atzilus, how is that going to draw down a light in the kelim of Zov and Nukva Atzilus? Because we said before, our mitzvah's maisis impact that is mamshich in the Zov and Nukva Atzilus, which eventually comes down to the person who is doing the mitzvah, who's putting on the tefillin, who's using the esrik. But what does he accomplish with his mitzvah? His mitzvah accomplishes that in Atzilus, it's brought down a light into Zov and Nukva Atzilus. Over there, Ma Atzilus is already a purified world. That's a world that's already been purified. So how could an act from a Esrik, which has not been purified, impact in a world which has already been purified? Shekvar Nivruru V'nistaknu Ayidei Shem Ma. They have already been sorted out. They have been already corrected through the name Ma. The name Ma corrected, and that created the Atzilus. That is what Atzilus is. Li is Bechinas Elokus. So that is godly. So we're having a gashmizdike thing, which is klipas noiga, or which has not been disbarred from the rapach netzutzes. That's being mamshich oiris in that kelim zov nukva. Hine hamoshul lazeh. So what would be the example for this? Hazriya v'hanetiya. That's when you sow and you plant. So what happens? Shehagarin ma'oider koyach atzemeach shabaretz. So you can see sometimes the arousal becomes something which is on a much slower level. You have the seed that you plant into the ground, right, the seed, and that wakes up sort of, that arouses the power of growth. There is a power of growth in the ground which is not utilized unless you put in a seed. When you put in the seed, then you... What is the power of Tzumech? Shehu, Shehu Dvar Avayi Tachi Oretz Chulu, Eitz Pri Chulu. The Eibish to put into the ground, Hashem said, that let the earth blanket the earth with grass, let the earth sprout forth tree that give out fruit, Eitz Pri. That's the power that is in the ground. But how does that power come out into being? You have to plant, so that... That is through the arousal of the Mayim Nukvim, the Sarusa de Latata to its root. So the same thing is the parchment of the Tefillin and the Esrik, Bava Esrik Adrum HaMailis, who Shem Sag Shalifnei HaShvira. That's the name of Hashem as it spells out in the name of Sag, which is before the Shvira of the Rapach Netzutzes were before. So even though they already fell, they're from the Rapach that fell, but they go in, it's like the Garin, it's like the seed that is Me'oirer, the power of the Tzemeach. Neshu Muhuz V'atzmus Oiris Shebe Odom Kadmon. They are the essence, and they're what the lights of the Odom Kadmon, that's in Keser, in the higher than V'loy Ha'ora Ba'almo K'moy Shem Ma. They're not just a ray of Shema Mitzchay, as he spoke in the beginning of this Kuntres Achrin. That comes a shine from the forehead, but that comes from the Etzer. He talked the difference about the tipa, about the person that within the physical, you get the actual essence over there. So over there, it touches that level. The same thing is when you study and you look into the halachas, then you arouse the level of Chabad. Because what comes down through the study, you bring down the Chabad. Through the mitzvahs, you bring down from the Adam Kadmon. So and you bring it down into the Zovin Nukva. And then when you talk about the higher levels, b'chinas chabad shebesag, the b'pnimisag, not only in the kelim of Atzilus, but also in the p'nimisafak, in the chokhmah kelim of Adam Kad, hayotzi derech ha'inayim chulu. That goes out through the eyes. So that goes out through the forehead, that goes out through the eyes. It's very different in the Kabbalah. B'chol hanal hu b'mitzvahs asay. That is all when you're doing the positive mitzvahs. But if you're studying, avloy b'limud prot halachas is surei loises al-lechayra. But that lechayra would not apply when you study items which are not to do. So you're not gonna. How do you bring down that light? How do you moider? When you plant a seed, you're planting something. You're doing something. But when you do a loisase, when you're not, what is a loisase? Don't do. So let's say I'm not eating kilayim now. I'm not eating a mixture. I'm not. How am I fulfilling the mitzvah? Usually we say, how do you fulfill a prohibition? If you're tempted to do an aver, you want to speak loshen hara, leisei lechrochil, or you have an aver, and you don't do it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But that's something which is common, which you may be able to get. So that's also considered, you can be ma'orer from the Adam Kadmon and get all the ayres to come down. But what about all the other loises where you can't even do them, even if you wanted to do them? You know, there's no opportunity. I mean, you don't have kilayim, you don't have pigul, you don't have a korban, you don't have all these. So how does one to fulfill? How does one to be mamshich in the loises? They're over there, it doesn't apply, which the Alter Rebbe is going to explain the next piece of Kutras Achrin, not in this over here, he's going to continue, but later on he's going to explain how they too are mamshich. But over here he says this idea that we said now, that through Mitzvahs Maisis, or through even learning the halachas of the Mitzvahs Maisis, that is, you affect, through the limud, you affect the chokhmah, the primis of Adam Kadmon, or the kelim Vatzilus, or through the mitzvahs maisis, you explain the essence that you get from the Adam Kadmon. It's not just, so notwithstanding the fact that this has already been nisbarer, this is marer, and nisbarer, everything is done, you have the koyach through your lulah, your esrog, and through your tefillin, to be meirer, these higher madrigal.